This weekend we'll see thousands of runners take to the streets of Prague for the 14th Prague International Marathon. The main 26-mile event will start on Pažiška Street off Prague's Old Town Square on Sunday morning. Yet again, the race will see not only a lineup of the world's top elite athletes, but also competitors from all walks of life and all from around the world. Jamie Brindley spoke to the president of the marathon's organizing committee, Carlo Capalbo, about the history of the event and how he's seen it grow over the years.
What inspired me to come to Prague mainly is the beauty of the city. I came here in 92, and that was completely different from now. That was a land of opportunities, not only from a business point of view, but as well from a cultural and social point of view. So I came here, I started to do something else. Then I received the visit of a good friend of mine. He's an Olympic gold medalist in marathon, Gelindo Bordin. And we thought, why not to do a marathon here? In order to do a marathon, you need a beautiful background, and Prague is wonderful. In order to do a marathon, you need a sport marathon tradition. And this is the house of Emil Zatopek. You need to do where was not a marathon. And at that time, there was not a marathon there. So we thought it was a good idea to organize an event that was not only a top sport event, but as well an event open basically to everybody.
And did you find any particular challenges or difficulties when you came here in the first few years, maybe trying to get interest in the event or set it up?
Well, that was completely a new thing. So, of course, a lot of I would not say difficulties, but challenges in order to basically tell to the people what it was all about. Before, a marathon was 150 people sweating from Bukovice to Prague. That's it. They did not have a concept of what is today the New York City Marathon, the London Marathon, and so on. So at the beginning was a bit tough, but I find so much enthusiasm around me that I was heavily supported to carry on and to create a very large event, what we did, in fact.
And this year the marathon in Prague enters its 14th year. So how has the marathon changed and developed, do you think, over the years?
Well, we started with 980 runners, and now we run close to 40,000 people all over the year. From one event are now 24 events, and there are events built and tailored for each community. So we have a woman race, we have a family race, we have an embassy race, we have a corporate run. So I do believe that our offer in terms of good free time or quality free time is quite complete.
What makes the Prague Marathon, in your opinion, so special? What do you think has helped make it become so popular on the international stage?
I am maybe a bit conservative, so I do believe that when you have success, the success is a result of hard work. So we worked a lot, we believed a lot in our vision, we believed in the challenge to make a city relatively small but extremely beautiful to be on the same level of other large cities like London, Berlin, Paris, and New York. So I do believe a lot of hard work, a lot of belief, and the fact that we extended the marathon and we built the product not only for professional runners, but as well for, let's call, progressive achievers.
And I read somewhere that it's listed now in one of the world's top 10 marathons. So maybe, do you think the beauty of the city is a major factor of this?
Yes, that was a publication patronated by IAAF about 3 years ago. Prague International Marathon as an organization received two silver labels, one for the half marathon and one for the marathon. Why Prague has been listed? I mean, in fact, it's almost a miracle. I do believe, of course, Prague is a very beautiful city, is a very attractive destination, but the parameters are based on quality service we deliver to the runners, start list, number of runners, quality of the entertainment on the course, anti-doping, medical service, and so on. So we passed all those parameters, and that is the reason why Prague has been listed not only one of the most beautiful, but also one of the most professional in the world.
And the main event of the marathon, the 42 kilometers, that draws in the top names from around the world, doesn't it? Do you think some will be using it this year as a practice before the Olympic Games in Beijing?
Yeah, not only as a practice, but as the last chance to get qualified for the Olympic Games. In fact, Prague is, I believe, the last marathon to get the qualification for the Olympics. That is the reason why this year we have the largest field of elite athletes never had. In fact, there are over 37 invited elite athletes, each one of them trying to beat and to go under the qualification time for the Olympics.
So you think we'll see a record number of elite athletes, and also what about a record number of total participants?
Oh yes, we are going to have a record. Already now we are very close to our record in terms of participants.
Great. And can you say just finally a little bit about what will be going on around the event this year in terms of entertainment for spectators and after the race for spectators and runners alike?
This is called a marathon weekend. We do start on Thursday, with the Marathon Sport Expo that is going to be held on the Průmyslový Palace in the historic exhibition center in Prague. There will be over 70 exhibitors among the largest sport brands in the world from Czech Republic and from all over the world. We wait thousand and thousand visitors, and we prepare 2 full days of entertainment, of events for kids, for normal people, contests, guests, and so on. Our intention is to offer to all inhabitants of Prague and inhabitants of the Czech Republic and all the tourists, you expect more than 6,000 people on that weekend, quality, good time, and a lot of fun.
Carlo Capalbo, president of the marathon's organizing committee, and he was speaking there to Jamie Brindley.